Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Mr. Croaky Voice, Andy Goldstein. Yeah, it's a bit croaky. Not good when your job is just talking, but hey-ho, you have to pay the bills somehow. Anyway, we begin this podcast with serious stuff, so I'll leave my Max Rushton jokes till later on in the podcast. And we start with Jamie O'Hara giving his view on Richard Keogh, saying he's been thrown to the wolves by Derby on the Jim White Show.
The biggest problem with this situation is the other two lads are there. They're young boys, they're assets for the football club, and they've just gone back to playing. Richard Keogh's just kind of, for me, been dumped to the wayside a bit, and as I said, you're an asset until you're not an asset, and they've used Keogh, he's been great for him, and then all of a sudden when he needs you the most, potentially, where his career's, you know, at the end, might need some help, I feel like they've just threw him to the wolves.
Lots of you wanted to have your say on TalkSport. This is what Adrian Durham, who of course does Drive Time, made of the whole situation.
I have no sympathy for him because you're responsible for yourself. You're a 33-year-old adult male and you've been made captain of a prestigious football club. With that comes responsibility, and you actually laughed in the face of that. So I've no sympathy for him. Where I do have an issue is that I agree with anybody who says this isn't right because Bennett and Lawrence went straight back in the first team. I totally agree with that. That doesn't feel right. They're very, very lucky, and it's cynical, I think, from Derby County. But they did offer him a contract, and I think it's quite a healthy contract, bearing in mind what happened. With Bennett and Lawrence, I mean, people are saying, well, they're keeping them because they're assets. I don't think Mason Bennett's a massive asset. Tom Lawrence, possibly, but there is an issue with Tom Lawrence.
Well, they're probably not on the same wages as Keogh is, would you say? Tom Lawrence, possibly after last year's, Mason Bennett, nowhere near.
Tom Lawrence may well be. He might be on a decent salary. But I think there's an issue that came up in court with Tom Lawrence about his mum dying. And you may want to look on that cynically, react to that, how you want to react to that. But that is an issue that, I mean, people are saying that that Jamie O'Hara is talking about throwing Richard Keogh to the wolves. Imagine they sacked Tom Lawrence and a lot came out about how he hadn't been able to deal with the death of his mother. That will be wrong of Derby County, okay? So we have to take that on board. But let's face it, he hasn't been thrown to the wolves at all, okay? Richard Keogh has been offered the chance to stay at the football club and to use all the facilities, be they for issues he might have mentally off the back of this, be they for physical issues. He's been offered all of those facilities. He's chosen to be sacked, basically. It's either the sack or you accept half your salary. And he's chosen the sack. Now, even if he has issues mentally or physically that he needs help with, he's got the PFA, he's got his family, he's got private therapy, private physicians that he can use, anything that he can use, okay? So it's not like he's completely on his own. Derby County offered to be there for him, but because the money wasn't as much as he wanted, he's chosen not to take that. How can anybody have sympathy with him for that? It's a terrible decision from him. Mm. I think he's been given a massive lifeline by Derby, and he's basically said no. So why should we feel sorry for him? I cannot understand it at all.
Well, if he was self-employed, that'd be it, wouldn't it? He would instantly not make any money.
Correct.
Because he wouldn't be able to fulfil his duties. But luckily for him, he's a sportsman, he will have insurance, he's covered, and he's a footballer now at Derby on 24 grand a week. Probably, like I said, if that were me, I would have been taken some kind of responsibility. I don't think I'd have wanted to have taken... you would have accepted a cut, but realistically, that there's got to be a realistic cut. You suddenly can't just whip away 50% of your salary. If that is going to be the figure that comes out, I've no idea, but I would say realistically that's what it would have been. And that's a massive dip. It's a massive dip.
It is, but 100% reduction is even bigger. Rob has said, trying to justify Keogh getting sacked while the other two had some wages taken off them is a joke. I'm not trying to justify it at all. I said Bennett and Lawrence were very lucky, but I don't have sympathy with Richard Keogh. It's that simple.
On now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, and I never thought I'd say this, but when's Big Al coming back? Because that chancer, Max Thingamajig, was again, I don't know how he gets into that seat, but somehow he must have pictures of someone. Anyway, Max Rushton was presenting the show, and Stuart Broad was talking, as was Steve Harmison, about Goffey's new gig.
I mean, having Goffey come in is so exciting, even for someone at my age, because you can learn from people that have played so much cricket. So I think that's what this England team do so well, is very open to learn from past players, from players that have been around, and pick up different ideas.
You know, we talk about the Ashes going forward. You know, you mentioned there you're 33 year old, and I think a lot of people, you know, because you've played so much cricket, you know, there is, and you keep making this point, there is a lot of cricket left in Stuart Broad, isn't there?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I'm someone who doesn't like to look too far ahead. I think at the start of this summer I was being written off slightly. You're right, when you get to 33, the questions get asked. I mean, I was called a veteran at 27, I think, because I started so young. It's just one of those things that follows you around. But, I mean, I'm someone who takes it month by month, really, because I think if you start looking towards the end, you stop searching for improvement, you stop having a real desire to work on new things and new angles, new deliveries, new grips, etc., which can help you. That's why last winter I set a real challenge to change my run-up, because I felt like that was a step of improvement and something that I could just reduce my stride pattern slightly to give me more balance and I felt more consistency at the crease, and that's something that's really worked. So that's a little change that I made at 32 that I spoke to Sir Richard Hadley a lot about, that has helped me a huge amount. And actually, I think you need things in your game that you're always looking to improve. And then as soon as that desire to improve stops, I think you know.
I'm flying to Australia tonight. What are your tactics for a long haul? You know, you must have done it a lot. Are you like a bottle of red wine or sleeping pills? How do you get through it?
Yeah, the true sportsman's diet, that. What are you flying for Australia for? Holiday.
Seeing the wife. Doing a bit of work, but seeing the wife. She tries to leave me on a yearly basis before you have to go and chase her and get her back.
If it's a holiday, yeah, get stuck into a bit of champagne before you go and red wine as you're moving. But if it's for work, we actually get an email a week before we fly of sleep patterns, the hours we're supposed to sleep, the hours we're supposed to stay awake to reduce jet lag at the other side. So I can forward our New Zealand email to you.
The trouble is, I can't work my sleep patterns because Alan Brazil, I keep getting a call at 4 a.m. to come to work, Brody, when I'm not expecting it. But that's something that I can talk to Alan Brazil about. Yeah. Listen, thanks so much.
He's helping you out. He's helping you out, isn't he? He's getting you used to the Australian time zone.
He is, yeah.
Over now to kick off with Hugh Woozencroft. Alongside Hugh was Darren Lewis from The Mirror, and former footballer Chris Iwuelamo. And yes, I am pronouncing his name correctly. Lots of you say Uwulumo. You are Uwulu wrong. It's Iwuelamo, he told me. And this is them reacting to Granit Xhaka's statement that came out earlier yesterday.
We've got an Arsenal supporter on the line. Greg is with us. Greg, what do you make of Granit Xhaka's response?
Well, first of all, I've been a supporter for 40-plus years, and I've seen some poor, poor players play for Arsenal. Example number one, Gus Caesar from back in the day, was one of the worst players I've ever seen in my life wearing an Arsenal shirt. Now, Granit Xhaka is the same. He's poor. He's poor, poor, poor. He's got nothing to offer the game whatsoever. I don't care what stats you can read, this, that and the other. Now he's coming out with, we want to move on and, you know, go love the game and all this, that and the other, and mutual respect. That's fair enough. But you can't respect a player that's that poor.
So you're telling me that if Granit Xhaka was a brilliant player for Arsenal, then what happened on Sunday you wouldn't have been angry about?
No.
Everyone's
human, right? Everyone's human, right? So at the end of the day, there's abuse where if you have got a player for being really poor, that for me is acceptable. But when you're going personal, that's wrong. And, you know, I don't condone that whatsoever. But what I'm saying is if the guy is so poor and he makes us play so badly at times through his lack of mobility and his lack of skill and his lack of knowing what he's doing in the position that he's playing, then surely if we can see it as supporters, which I'm telling you 90% of us probably do, yet that Emery can't see that and he's still playing in there as captain. And
Greg,
let's face it.
Greg, what do you want him to do? Do you want him to say to here, Ryan, I don't want to play, I'm not good enough to play, I don't want to captain the team. What is it you want him to do as a human being? Wait a minute, that's his boss, that's his job, he's an Arsenal player. He's there. His manager says, I'm going Greg, as a footballer, your manager says, I want you to play out of position. Any player would say, I'm gonna do whatever I need to do to get in the team. Now, what you just said there, because you're not having him as a player, that gives a certain minority of fans the right to give him certain abuse from it. That's part and parcel of football, I understand it. And there's gonna be certain Sorry?
If I pay my money as a season ticket holder, I've got a right to have a pop with someone who's that poor that makes us play really poorly. You don't think? The point is, the guy is a poor player. Right? No, but he's very, very poor at what he does. It doesn't matter whether the manager tells him this, that, and the other. He's not good enough. He's pony. When he's playing, when I see his name on the thing, like most of my mates will go there as well, same as me, we see his name on the sheet, we're thinking, oh, wow.
Greg, you're missing the point. Greg, you're missing the point. You're almost saying to us that if Granit Xhaka was really good, then you would have been happy with the way that he came off the pitch at the weekend, the way that he spoke to fans. But because he's not great, then it's not acceptable. Okay, so it's not relevant whether Granit Xhaka's a great... Then it's not relevant if he's a great player or not. Do you accept the action at the weekend?
No, I didn't say what he did was good or bad. What I'm saying to you is, the bottom line is, he's a poor player, right? So he's going to get a bit of stick, right? But he's getting so much abuse from other people, idiots. That's fine. He's got a right to have the ump. So what he did was fair enough. I'm not having a go at that. What I'm saying to you is, he's that poor. Maybe he should take the hint. Maybe he should take the hint that Emery could get together and say, well, you know what? Maybe it's time he moved on.
So poor players, basically, poor players are fair game. Anyone who's a poor player, you can tell them what you want.
What you're saying is, we sit there and pay our money. So if somebody's that rubbish for over 2 years, it's all right, that's all right. Don't worry about it. You're going to laugh.
You're listening to TalkSport Daily, and this is Jason Cundy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now, of course, to the show that has that ginger fella and a famous cricketer. Yep, this is Prince Harry and David Gower talking Grind My Gears on Drive.
You know what really grinds my gears?
It takes 4 seconds. I've counted it. I went and did it. Bake a cake. Shave the beard off. I should be Batman.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Well, it's a simple one. It's Halloween. What a load of old rubbish. It's got bigger than ever, isn't it? Well, how?
I didn't even know it was Halloween. That's how I was.
Come on,
I promise you, I ate. I promise you, I didn't. I never even thought about it. You know my views on cards. You get cards now for Halloween, don't you?
I know, it's crazy.
That's been another grind my gears of last week, but didn't even do cards for it now.
People get dressed up. Are you going to leave sweets out and all that stuff?
The good thing about electric gates, mate.
So, if you know where Goffy lives, throw eggs at the electric gates.
Shocking, isn't
You're
it?
You're so mean.
No, and I think what they should do now is prepare them for the future. It's very difficult. Houses are getting more expensive. So I don't think you should give them sweets anymore.
Right.
So give them a quid. Give them a quid, yeah.
Hang on. So what are you meant to answer your door to these? I mean, a lot of people leave a big bowl of sweets. So you're meant to leave a big bowl of pound coins or something?
Oh, don't you answer the door?
I'm just getting up every
You
five
actually
minutes.
Just leave a bowl of sweets outside. Well, what the first person that comes, what do you think they're going to do? Take the lot.
No, round our way, they all go around with their parents and the parents don't let them do that. So.
Really?
Yeah, of course. That's what should be happening. A load of kids wandering around at like 8, 9 o'clock at night on their own in the dark.
Well, it won't be, will they? When do they finish school these days? 4 o'clock?
They don't start then, do they?
No, because they do start at 4 o'clock. I came off the train today. Yeah. What time did I go? It was 1:15. Mm-hmm. I went off the train at Euston. There was a group of about 6 or 7 people running towards me. I thought, what have I done? Because like I said, I didn't even think Halloween. And they were dressed up and makeup all over them. And I thought, what's going on here? And obviously, now I know it's Halloween and they were going to some party, probably rushing to get a train to wherever they were taking them, Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool, Glasgow. I don't know what they were doing, but I thought it was an extra in a film at one point.
You just didn't realise what the date was, no?
No, I didn't even think
about
it.
You actually thought, what's going on?
Yes.
You genuinely thought a load of zombies were heading towards you.
Honest truth, mate, I did not have a clue what even date it is. You know, I sometimes don't know the date. I don't even worry about what date it is.
Back now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, and that empty seat was asking questions to Mark Quato. He was the 2007 England Rugby World Cup finalist, or if you like, loser.
How many times have you been asked about that try that wasn't given in the last week?
Oh, mate, I'm sick of it. I'm getting some stick now as well because all the lads are giving me a bit of stick. It's been in the paper. There's been a few articles in the papers this week and I think everyone's just sick of hearing about it as much as I am, really. But I'm getting told every day, just get over it, mate. Get over it. It was 12 years ago.
Are you over it?
Absolutely not. It was a try, definitely. I'm over it, mate. I'm over it.
Oh, no, I'm pleased you managed to move on. Do you know what? I'd sort of blanked it from my mind until this morning when I was looking back at it and getting slightly irate that it wasn't given. I love the idea, you know, and fans.
I've had a lot of South Africans on Twitter calling me out, abusing me on Twitter, saying, there's no way it was a try, just shut up, da 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 da. But all good fun.
How do you see this game going on Saturday? I'm nervous that we're getting a bit overconfident after beating the All Blacks. We think that's pretty much job done.
I think the good thing for me, observation from the weekend, was I think as fans, we were all absolutely ecstatic in the way that England played and beating the All Blacks and beating them so convincingly, you know, from minute one till the final whistle, you know, that every aspect of the game, we seem to completely dominate them. And I think for us, again, it was almost like, right, job's done. We've beaten the All Blacks. We've won the World Cup. But you look at the players, you know, immediately after that game, there was almost no celebration. Mm-hmm. You know, they were really, really calm, really calculated. And everything was about parking that result. Yeah, it was good. We beat the All Blacks. You know, they have been the best team in the world for a decade. But there was still one more job at hand, and that was this Saturday. So for me, the way the lads reacted, you know, there was a number of lads that spoke immediately after that game, and it was all about there's still one more job at hand here. This, you know, we came here to beat the All Blacks, and it's great we beat the All Blacks, but the main job in hand is to go home with that World Cup, and we've still got one game next week before we can hopefully do that. So I think I think they're in a brilliant spot, both, you know, physically, mentally, from a performance point of view. Everything seems to be just peaking at the right time. So fingers crossed it goes to plan on Saturday.
Now over to Hawksby and Jacobs and some of the best bits. Now, I've not heard this show, but I'm reliably informed, although I don't know if it'll make the cut, that Andy Jacobs was talking about his new telegram he got from the Queen.
Now, Andy, yes, on Twitter, the good people at Football Archive put out some fantastic old pictures.
Okay.
And may I also recommend Mal Winkle's Football Memorabilia.
Really?
Yeah, good name.
Yeah, it
but,
is.
Mal also puts out some brilliant old pictures from back in the day. And this one was of Leeds United Juniors.
That's his real name.
Sorry, I think it is, yeah. I used to work for a man years ago called Mr. Winkle.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Blimey. It's maybe a more common name than you think.
Yeah. Seems unlikely.
I mean, really, it would have made for a very unlikely Mr. Man book. That probably would never have been. But that was his name.
Well, fair enough.
He was the governor, so he was known as, you'd have to say, yes, Mr. Winkle. Or, I mean, he wasn't played by Kenneth Williams. He really did exist.
I love the idea that he insisted on being called Mr. Winkle, not by his first name. What was his first name?
Not Wee Willie. He was the gaffer. I never found out. It was like a holiday job. I was a kid, you know, okay, and I just called him Mr. Winkle. It's true.
He might be listening this afternoon.
So no, this was Les Cocker, who, of course, the famous
Les
train...
Cocker.
No. This is Les Cocker, who was
got another shellfish.
And now, of course, to the moment you've all been waiting for. My voice is so squeaky, but I'll continue because I'm a fighter. Yes, the best bits of the sports bar with me and him, and the last one of the week. Now, Thursday has some glorious moments from, by the way, to Billy Stats, to Boxing Chat, to Football Chat, to the Midnight Train. And I'm reliably informed by producer Tom that the majority of that great stuff will be in here. So if it's not, let me know. Tweet me, AndyGoldson05. And of course, because I'm a nice bloke, I'll sue him. Time now for this week's By the Ways, by the way.
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 Now, this has been borned, as my kids would say, from Jason's mind, because Jason said for a long, long time, by the way, and then I picked him up on it, and then we just realised that everyone says by the way.
It's one of the most commonly used terms out there right now. Once you hear it...
Danny Kelly kicks things off with a shouty, by the way.
Oh, exactly what I was thinking. That would have been a red card in rugby union. Yeah, but it's only a yellow card in soccer.
I know, and we haven't got long to
How
play.
How long is this game going to go on
well,
for,
I
by the way?
I don't know.
And a little bit of anger at the end.
Yeah.
Methinks. Okay, now to Drive and Goffey with a Halloween special, by the way.
Man City beat Burton 9-0. Southampton lost to Leicester 9-0.
And now Man City.
By the way.
Oh, from nowhere. That's thanks to Zach Ball.
Good
thanks
work,
for
Zach.
That, Zach.
Paul Hawksby now with a by the way that covers up forgotten information he was meant to tell you earlier on in the conversation.
As well as a very interesting story from the world of Australian cricket. That's all coming up. By the way, Goffey has got a new gig.
There you go. He forgot and then he's chucked it in with that. By the way,
it's amazing
how often people use it.
As a segue. Now, Stuart Pearce on COCOMs. With a rock and roll, by the way.
I'll tell you what, we've just flashed on to Noel Gallagher up in the boxes, and I'm going to go for someone from Oasis being at number one. And by the way, we're looking
offside. Do you know what he uses that to get himself out of a cul-de-sac of am I talking about?
Yeah, and it's commonly used to
very
get yourself
clever.
Out. That's thanks to Andy Taylor.
Good work. Sean Dyche now with the first ever managerial, by the way, on this show.
I often, when I mention it, they bring my name towards one player. In this case, it was Hudson-Odoi. Nothing to do with him, by the way. Fantastic young talent.
By the way, thanks to Adrian Sherlock. Sean Dyche invented the by the way, didn't he?
He kind of did. That's his job, by the way.
That was his job, by the way, yeah.
That was on H&J, made famous by them. And finally, it's Bob Mills on the end of a Perry Groves interrupting double. By the way.
Although they haven't led to goals very often, but that, as Alex says quite right, that's not his fault. That's the fault.
You hate stats. That was can we play that one again? Because he needs to get his oar in and he can't, so he goes in with a double, by the way.
Although they haven't led to goals very often, but that, as Alex says quite right, that's not his fault.
Hate stats.
By the way,
I'm talking.
That's thanks to Andy Trout.
Could work.
Bit fishy.
That was this week's By the Ways. But that's it for another podcast. Again, good work, everyone. One of my favourite I've done today. A quick reminder that, my goodness, look how much live sport is on TalkSport over the weekend. So, on Saturday at 12:30, just after midday, live commentary on TalkSport of Bournemouth against Manchester United. Come on, United. Okay, you have to remain impartial here. Then at 3 p.m. on TalkSport 2, you can hear live commentary of Arsenal against Wolves. And then back on TalkSport at 5:30, cover your Hornets, it's Watford against Chelsea. That's it. Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure you join me on Sunday night from 9 p.m. for the Andy Goldstein Transfer Express. And, of course, keep downloading all of these. If we get to really, really big numbers, I'm told a packet of Colin the Caterpillars is coming my way as payment. Happy days. Have a good one. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.